It's nice to see you at Mass, and a special welcome to our visitors who are here. When I got here before 9:30, I saw the Mass is a little different, right? We have our students reading at Mass, and our kindergartners here with them. So I thought maybe I should talk to them a little bit, since it is Lenten season and it is a special Mass for them. But I want all of you to think about this season, right? Lenten season. Hopefully, you know, you are preparing for it. And Lent is, you know, it's an invitation from God to love Him. You know, that's the simple part of Lent. So there are lots of things we do, right? And mostly, most of us, because we learn that when we are really small, our parents might have already talked to their children about giving up things for Lent. How many of you have given candy for Lent? Anybody? No, one. Pop. How many people give pop for Lent? Anybody? No. How about cookies? No cookies? Maybe you guys are phone. How many of you have given phone? Said, you know, I am going to stay away from those apps. You know, we have to use phones, but stay away from apps. You know, so we do these things as a sign of discipline, right? But there are more important things for us to give up for Lent besides these things. I think those are a little tough, but they are simple things. But we can do things, right? We can be kind. You know, how about that, right? So, you know, when you go home, think about it. You know, I am going to be kind to my sister or my brother during Lent. Kids, think about it. Or I'm going to be generous, right? If I have to take if my mother tells me to do some work, like clean my room, you know, I'm going to do without grumbling. Maybe I'm going to do immediately, right? Rather than saying later. Now, so we can do something good, right, during Lent. So the call is to do something good. And so we have this reading from the book of Genesis, Noah. We know all know the story of Noah. And then our first, second reading also talks about Noah and reminding us about our baptism. So in the story of Noah, before Noah goes into the ark, you know, people had decided that they are going to do their own thing. You know, God had told them, you know, given them a little direction how to live life. And Adam and Eve, they disobey God. And so from that, you know, people started sinning. People started getting worse and worse and worse. And God says, you know what? I am going to recreate things all over again. I am going to make these things good again. And so that's what Lent is about. It is about new beginning. Saying, you know, I am going to do better. You know, reconstructing ourselves. And so start thinking about it. And then, you know, recommitting ourselves or renewing our baptismal promises. Now, some of you may not know the baptismal promises, because when you were baptized, you were a little baby. Unless you were a genius baby, you didn't know what was happening. But at confirmation, you renew those promises. And we renew those promises every Easter so we can be reminded. You know, and the first thing the priest says, you know, do you reject Satan and all his empty promises? Right? And our response is, yes, I do. And do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in God the Son? Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? And will you be an active member of the church? And our response is, I do. And that's what Lent is reminding us about. You know, to be active member of church and to believe in what we are called to believe. You know, renewing those things, right? At Easter, we'll renew our baptismal promises. And the gospel reading, the temptation of Jesus. How many of you get tempted? Man, nobody gets tempted here in this church. Or maybe you got a little too shy, right? But we all get tempted, right? We all get tempted. You know, your parents tell you, you have these good, delicious cookies made out right after school when you get home. Your parents make that, right? Every day, right? When you go home and you have some hard cookies to eat. And they tell you not to eat it, but you say, no, my mother's not looking. I might as well have one. She won't know the difference. Right? We all get tempted. And we are told, you know, to say no to those temptations. And the gospel reading ends with that, you know, repent and believe in the good news. Same words, right? When you went to get the ashes on Ash Wednesday, the priest marks you with the sign of the cross. Repent and believe in the good news. You know, repent, the word comes, there's a Greek word called metanoia. You know, change your mind, change the way of your thinking, change your heart, spiritual conversion. So, brothers and sisters, and my dear children, you know, Lent has begun, right? So let us make a great effort to change our mind and our hearts for a new beginning and to renew our baptismal promises. Because today is the time of grace, and today is a time for salvation.